League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I don't think I had been that excited in a long time. I finally won something.
Right. Your face looks totally electric, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. It's Hannah and Raven. What did you win? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. I feel like, you know, we always have these contests on the air, but like, for me, I never really win anything. So I was at an arcade when I was away a couple weeks ago, and I hit the jackpot for Yahtzee. 2,500 tickets.
I mean, it's amazing. Uh-huh. It's like a skee ball career.
Yep.
You could have played an entire year and not amassed that many tickets. But because you are such an expert Yahtzee player, clearly, you were able to garner such a win.
Well,
I mean, what did you buy? What are you going to do with all this windfall?
I got this giant panda mask. Look.
It's glorious.
I know. It's amazing.
Extravagant, really. Right. I mean, that looks professional grade.
You're wearing these medical masks over your face. You know what I'm wearing? This giant panda mask.
Well, I wish you luck with that when it's 100 degrees out and 90% humidity. You'll probably drop dead. But
for all the times I've been in casinos and I've desperately wanted to win at a casino, I believe that everybody has a casino win in them.
Right, a jackpot. One big time.
Yep, but I've never actually had one, ever. But this is as close as I was going to get, 2,500 tickets at an arcade playing Yahtzee.
I hit almost $4,000 one night playing poker, and that felt like a huge victory
for
me.
It is a huge victory.
Yeah, it felt great, except now, you know, I know that I'd be much better suited if it was like $400,000.
Right.
You know? Like, I mean, that would be a big jackpot now. It's funny how we move the line as to what is actually, you know, a victory.
Do you know what I won? And looking back on it, I didn't realize what a big deal it was. When the internet first came out, I used to just go online and enter contests.
Right.
That was like the big thing.
You were the first person surfing before anybody else was.
Right. I'll never forget. I got an email, which I thought was fake. I didn't know what it was. And it said, congratulations, you had won a DVD player.
Oh,
now,
my gosh.
Keep in mind, this was before DVD players were a big thing.
Right.
So I didn't even know what it was.
Right.
So it was like, send us your address and we'll send you the DVD player. And I was like, okay.
You thought it was a venereal disease.
I had to be like 19 years old.
Okay.
Right? All of a sudden, on my doorstep shows up this big box. And I open it and it's this DVD player. And I know nothing about anything at this point. And my brother, who's so he's like a tech guy. Yeah, he's a tech guy.
Right, right.
He's like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. You got a DVD player. And I was like, I won it. He's like, what do you mean you won it? And I'm like, I don't know. I entered something online.
So you
so
got
I just
some
gave
strange
it
email, answered
yeah,
it,
right.
And turned out that you had won indeed the Nigerian lottery, and the prize was a DVD player.
And they really sent it to me.
Oh, my God. Did they send you any DVDs? Because for a while, it was hard to even find them.
No. It was just a DVD player. Yeah. I don't even know where I won it from, like in retrospect. Have you ever won anything?
You know, I never win the raffle. Mm-hmm. All right. I never whenever anybody asks me to buy raffle tickets, I always begrudgingly do, because it's obviously a lot of times it's for raising money or whatever. But I never, ever, ever win. You know, I mean, small victories here and there at the casino, but nothing massive yet.
What was the coolest thing you've ever won? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. 1-800-330-9999. What's the coolest thing you ever won? It's Anna and Raven. The reason why this comes up is my family, my husband, my kids, we're arcade junkies. So I hit a 2,500 ticket jackpot on Yahtzee
a couple
of weeks ago. It sounds so silly, but like that was the biggest ticket hit any of us have ever gotten. And it was so exciting. And I got this really cool panda mask that I wore to work today. Do you like my panda mask?
I do. You know, here's the thing. I'd be jealous if I can get it when new, but once somebody has worn a mask like that, I don't want any part of it. Somebody else's breath is in there.
But the thing is like people win things all the time. We give away prizes all the time.
We give
away cash and concert tickets.
Don't even think about it anymore.
Right, but we never really win anything. So the question we have for you is, what's the coolest thing that you've ever won? 1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven.
I was on The Price is Right back in the 90s, and I won a camcorder. I got to meet the Barker's beauties, and I won a camcorder.
I mean,
oh,
sweet.
That's great.
Right. What did you say, the 90s?
Yeah.
Oh, that camcorder was still, I mean, that's new technology at that point, relatively, right? I mean, it still weighs a good 20 pounds.
Did you bet $1? That's my dream, is to be able to go there.
No,
and bet
$1 over. You got to go $1
no,
over.
No, I know, but remember when everybody over bets and you bet $1?
Yeah,
I wanted to be that person so bad.
This was Magnavox was valued at about like $487, and I bet $200 and got it.
Nice.
Wow.
Well, congratulations. You still have it.
But I'll tell you what, I would have went 201. I would have went 201 if you were tops.
I would have got it.
And Raven, what's the best thing you ever won?
The best thing I ever won was the Lion King on Broadway. I was ecstatic. I sent a fax, and I couldn't believe I won like 3 days later.
Wait a minute. You sent a fax and
a
won
fax
a contest for tickets? That's crazy.
Yeah, I was listening to the radio. Yeah, I was listening to the radio, and they said, hey, you know, send us a fax or send us a or give us a call. I was at work, so I sent a quick fax, and I couldn't believe I won 3 tickets to see The Lion King on Broadway.
That's so cool. Because, you know, those Broadway tickets are so expensive.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean,
you
like,
want to go.
That's
but
a great prize.
Yeah.
And it's so weird that they would be pumping their fax number on a radio station.
I'm going to guess it was the 90s.
Right. We got to build up that fax number following.
Actually, it was.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you win?
Hey, guys. I won a kayak.
Nice.
Yeah, it was at a raffle, actually at my son's elementary school.
I always want to win something big and fancy like that when I'm at a bar, Anna, and they're doing like a raffle and they got a fancy bike or a kayak. Here's the thing. I'm not a biker or a kayaker at this point.
Right.
But I just want to win it so that I have to shove it in my vehicle somehow when I go to leave there, because they're always like, you got to take it now. The bar will never store it for you. They're always like, nope, take it now.
Do you kayak? Did you want the kayak? Like, did you enter for it? Or were you just like, okay, now I have this kayak?
Right.
Oh, yeah, no. I absolutely did not want that kayak. But it was worth like over $600.
Nice.
So it was like I had to take it. But it was so awkward. I just didn't really know how to deal with it. Mm-hmm. Like, deal with so much kayak. I ended up selling it for like $300.
That's not bad. I mean, it's kind of like winning a car, like on Price is Right or something like that. Like, you know, you got to pay the taxes. It's an ugly car half the time, but you know, you're going to get some money out of it.
Yeah, it's a lump sum. It's $300 you didn't have before.
Just like the car, mm-hmm. It takes up a quarter of your garage because it's usually a tiny car and a big kayak.
Yeah.
1-800-330-9999. What's the coolest thing you ever won? What's the coolest thing you ever won? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. I had scored 2,500 tickets on a Yahtzee game at an arcade, not a casino. I know, disappointing. But I did get this really sweet panda mask.
Yeah, you did. And it still feels good. I mean, I won like $4,000 playing poker one night, and I hit a whole bunch of hands one time on hard card flush. That went out to like $2,000. That was fun to watch them count it out, but it still didn't feel like a huge jackpot.
Right. I think that there's some people that are just naturally lucky. And we asked on our Facebook page, like, what's the coolest thing you ever won? Because I feel like some people win all the time.
Mm.
Vicky won an all-expense week vacation to the VH1 Music Awards.
Nice.
That is cool.
That does sound fun.
I just always want to win a trip.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my gosh. Wouldn't that just be cool to win a trip somewhere?
Yeah, because it's unexpected on top of it, right? You go. It's probably a destination you didn't pick off the top of your head. Yeah, it's fun.
Neelam wrote, tickets to see Hamilton at Rogers Theater, best show ever. That's a big score because, you know,
big
those
bucks.
Tickets are big money.
Yep.
Yeah. Paul won a Babe Ruth card worth several $1,000s. And another recent sports card valued at over $10,000. Where are they giving away these sports cards?
Hold on to it, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Then sell when the market is right.
But Jim is a friend of ours. He's been a friend of the show for years. And he is one of those guys that always, always wins the lottery.
Jim knows the numbers, man. He plays the games. He analyzes where the big prizes are. And yet he seems to hit over and over again. It's more than just research. There's got to be some kismet in there.
Good morning, Jim. You just picked up another $50,000 or something like that, right?
Hello.
You win more of the lottery than anyone I've ever met in my entire life.
Right. Anybody that we know, regular people know.
Let me tell you, it's a problem when the deli owner I know, he'll send me a text message. Sent me a text message that day and say, Jim, did you want anything for midday? And I look at my watch, because my text message to my watch, and I have my pedometer counts my steps. I'm like, I'm not feeling anything. And on my watch, it said I had taken 1,273 steps. I played that number 20 times and hit it for 52,000.
Oh,
that's how I played that number.
That is.
He's like, what? That's not your number? I go, no, it's not. Play it. $20. Bang. Hit it.
Wow.
It's insane.
That's insane.
It's insane. It is insane.
So what is the biggest jackpot you've ever won?
$250,000 on scratch-off.
That's crazy.
It's absolutely outstanding.
What scratch-off was it?
It was a $20 scratch off 4 years ago. The game is no longer, the game ran out. As a matter of fact, it had four grand prizes. I had captured the last grand prize, so the game ends at that point.
Jim killed it. They broke the mold after Jim, right?
Yeah. I killed that game. Yeah, it was 250. It was called Casino Nights. And I had matched I beat the dealer in a blackjack scratch, and I said $100,000, and I almost peed on myself. And I scanned it to check it, and it said $250. There was more on the ticket I won. I didn't even know.
You know what? Wow. You could have replaced the pants and the underwear. You would have been fine to pee yourself right there.
No doubt about it.
If I was standing next to you as a good friend, I would have been like, dude, you can have my pants
right
now for $20,000.
But you know what? I've never won a raffle. I've never won a drawing. I never won a 50-50. I never win any of that. Never.
I don't think you get to complain. I don't want to brag.
I don't think he's complaining. He's just telling us.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very strange. I've never won any of that.
Right, but you win cash. Lottery cash.
Yeah, man.
Wheelbarrows of it.
Yeah.
Wheelbarrows of it.
Well, congratulations, Jim.
Yes, on your latest victory, too.
I wish that's the kind of luck I would have. I would give away the first DVD player I ever won and the 2,500 tickets in the Yahtzee arcade.
Don't give those up until you gotta trade those in. Get all the big prizes.
Yeah, you gotta trade them in, no doubt.
That's right.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's right.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 Sometimes I wonder if I sound like my mom when I say things like this.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
It's Ann on Raven. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. And if you quit your day job to become an internet sensation that you're basically all you're doing is pretending to be a dog all day on your blog, that's all I need to know about you.
The question is, are they an internet sensation?
Well, this lady.
Because if they are and it worked, then hey.
This woman, her name is Jenna Phillips. She used to be an optician, which is, you know, pretty legit.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure. It's a good job.
Now she says that she makes six figures a month by pretending to be a dog on her blog.
I quit.
I mean,
I quit.
I mean, I don't
I am out of here.
Here's a clip of what it sounds like.
You want some water? Okay. There you go.
So she has like an interactive section of her blog where it's called Pet Placing.
Okay.
Where you basically treat her like a dog.
Yeah.
And then you pay for it. And then she just pretends to be your dog. Which I believe also my kids, like when I get together with all my nieces and nephews, they also play doggy.
Yeah.
You know, or one of them gets to be the dog.
Well, that's the innocent version. I think that there's probably a lot of these things that are a little bit more carnal. And, you know, that sounds like prostitution to me, frankly.
I mean, how
is what she's doing legal and what other people are doing is not.
I remember
pay somebody to be a dog.
I was thinking about all these people that were like becoming these video game experts, and I was like, oh my gosh, is that a real job? And I've warmed up to that. I'm like, yeah, no, these people make millions of dollars.
I mean,
playing video games on YouTube. I get it.
They're making tons of money.
Right, but like, you're going to give up your job where you went to school and medical to learn all about eyes, and all of a sudden now you're going to be barking like a dog in your living room while people watch you? It just seems so like, what?
Are you afraid of your parents judging you? Because the answer to that is easy.
Oh, yes.
Buy them a vacation home.
Oh, no.
$600,000 a year to act like a dog? I imagine there's an outfit. Right? There's is some sort of costume, right? Or whatever it may be.
I don't know if I'm down, Raven. I don't know if I can do it. I don't know.
You got to put down that integrity like a bag of bricks. It's just weighing you down.
I don't know. That's all I need to know about you.
If you're taking this summer to be the one that's going to walk around and be the permit police when somebody want to put up a pool or something like that, and there hasn't been some sort of community plan, that's all I need to know about you. Listen, I have seen different people going through the neighborhood, and a lot of people are setting things up, right? And I heard from a neighbor that somebody else must have called because the city had to come by and do an inspection and basically like shut down a project before they really got rolling on this thing. And I'm thinking to myself, I've been calling you guys for 7 months to fix the curb in front of my house.
But now you can't
show up for that.
Right.
You'd be distant from anything else. It's just you and the asphalt out there. But now you've got to show up for this other thing because somebody's got a complaint. It's ridiculous.
There's always somebody on the street that's like that.
But mind your business, people. I mean, it's summertime.
I have no idea what my neighbors are doing.
So in
in my neighborhood, though, like, I have a neighborhood. Like, people know each other. Mm-hmm. We talk to each other. Everybody waves. You know, it's one of those neighborhoods.
Yeah,
and
nice.
If that's the case, like, you know, you gotta deal with your... Right. It's exactly right. Who's the rat? We're going to flush you out. We're going to find you.
Oh, it sounds... I don't know. Ominous.
Hey, you got to protect your neighborhood, man.
Okay.
I'm protecting our crew.
Okay. 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. The rules of the concert t-shirt. It's Anna and Raven. I have a shirt that every time I wear it, someone here at work gives me a hard time. And it's not even a real concert t-shirt. I bought it at Lord & Taylor's.
Well, that's why. That's part of the reason right there why you were already getting trouble. So you got some stank about it the other day when you wore it?
Yeah. It's just like a great t-shirt. It's got some cool rips in it. It has a picture of a tiger. And it says U.S. Tour. So our boss, Keith, said it was dumb because it's not a real band.
Well.
Alan literally said I was a disgrace to buy a fake concert t-shirt at a department store. And then Ed was screaming down the hall agreeing with him. And then I walked in here and you looked at me like I had grown a second head.
Well, I mean, I found it funny. I mean, I'm with them on the representation that if it looks like a concert t-shirt and it smells like a concert t-shirt, presents as a concert t-shirt, it should probably be a concert t-shirt, meaning it should represent a band. It was just a white tiger on the front. So the first thing I asked you was... I was like, is that a White Lion concert t-shirt? Which, no, wasn't. Then I was like, is it Siegfried and Roy? Did you go to the Vegas show or something? And it was no. And so then I just kind of kept my comments to myself at that point. Of course, there are rules to wearing concert t-shirts.
Are there?
Well, I mean, I feel a little bit sacrilegious when I see like an old concert t-shirt that, you know, now they sell them at like Old Navy or something like that.
Yeah.
A Gap, you can buy them or whatever. Mm-hmm. It always feels fake if you don't go to the show. It's like buying a city's shirt or a Hard Rock Cafe shirt when all you did was go to the airport in that city.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, ripped and faded, that's cool. The more ripped and faded you're going to look to go, but...
That shirt wasn't even on sale.
You should have bought it in the parking lot of the concert.
Oh.
But there are rules, of course. I never wear the band that I'm going to see their shirt to their show.
Why? I feel like you should.
No, I don't want to be a sellout, man.
No, that
girls
makes sense.
Can wear the band that they're going to see. Guys, it's at least got to be a concert t-shirt from another band, or it can be that same band, but it's got to be an old tour.
Okay.
Old tour.
That seems like nonsense.
No, it's totally real. Trust me. The more faded or ripped, obviously, the better you're going to be. I mean, you were all right on that.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe if you had like a companion tiger to go with you or something like that, that would be fine. Oh, by the way, never wear the same shirt as your friend when you go to a concert.
Oh.
Unless you're 20.
No, me and my girlfriends like
to do
that.
Oh, you do that too?
Yeah, we like to do that.
Does one of your girlfriends also have?
You should have seen us at the Taylor Swift concert. We all had our matching, we matched our daughters. We all had, all the moms and the kids all had matching Taylor Swift shirts.
We'll know right where to find you in the crowd because we're all dressed the same. Not so much.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What's your concert t-shirt story?
So I went to a Backstreet Boys concert and I wore an NSYNC shirt, though, to the concert.
Yeah,
so
I mean, you got to do that.
Yeah, I was listening to the song, like to a song, and this girl who was just really drunk standing behind me was so upset that I was wearing an NSYNC shirt that she like threatened to like fight me.
Right.
I'm not going to lie. I kind of agree with the girl behind you.
What?
Because, like I said earlier, I think it doesn't make any sense. Like if you're going to that kind of concert, why are you going to wear a competing band's t-shirt there?
A competing band? Like there's not enough money out there for all of them at that point, right?
Yeah.
And time periods are important too.
Explain that to Kanye West.
Well, I mean, Kanye West, everybody's an enemy, all right? Mm-hmm. Including himself. He's having an argument right at this very moment in his own head. All I'm saying is when you typically go to a show, it's best to wear a different band's, you know, shirt. That way you show, look at how cool I am. I go to concerts all the time. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to impress this band by being cool by wearing their shirt.
You show up.
Yeah.
To a Boys to Men concert.
I mean, what kind
and you're wearing a Michael Bolton t-shirt.
Yeah.
You think that Boys to Men is cool with that?
That's not either of the shows that I'm at. But, you know, you did choose Backstreet Boys and NSYNC. They were like mortal enemies at one point, right? So, I mean, if they don't get along in public, then you've got reason to throw down. That's true.
Yeah.
1-800-330-9999. If you could live in any TV house of all time, which house would that be? It's Anna and Raven. The Golden Girls house is for sale. $3 million.
Oh, $3 million. Wait a minute. I don't remember the Golden Girls house being all that large. Well, I mean, they did everything in that one room and on the Lanai.
And the kitchen. You got to remember the kitchen, too. Oh, my gosh. Just sit around that table eating some cheesecake with those ladies.
Or go out on the patio now with the white wicker furniture.
Oh, it's good stuff.
I mean, I thought that was a condo complex. I got to be honest. When they showed the house on TV, that's what I thought.
The funny part is that it was only used. The real house was for exterior shots.
Right.
So the inside of the house looks nothing like what you saw on TV.
Yeah, like a soundstage, that type of thing.
The original owners passed away, and the craziest part is they've never actually watched the show. How do you use your house, like the exterior shots, and you never once look at the show? And it's not like it's a show that you never heard of. It's the Golden Girls.
Well, because they were just back counting their money. Counting their money. That's my house.
How much money can they possibly make?
I'm going on vacation.
$200 a year.
Hey, listen, when you're on a fixed budget, all right, I like to envision them as the same age as the Golden Girls. They're on a fixed budget. They're living it up at that point.
I mean, the Golden Girls house was cool. And I think people always say the Full House is the house that they want to live in. And don't get me wrong, I like that house. You know, San Francisco.
Seems
the
tight,
way it looks,
though.
Tight.
Seems tight,
real
man.
Close to your neighbors.
Right. And all your, you know, the kids' toys are all over the place and stuff. It's not large rooms. I need larger rooms.
Yeah. For me, I always thought, ever since I was a kid, is that if I could live in the Jetsons house.
Oh, that would be kind of cool.
Like, to this day, I still think, like, how cool would that be?
Rosie, I'm home.
Right. It was so cool and modern. And as a child, I really believed that one day that's what houses were going to look like.
I mean, they've been telling us that forever, that it would be like that robot maid.
Right. Right. When? When am I going to
We got Roomba now. That's about as close as we've got. Floating cars. We thought we would have those.
Those stilts that it stood on, like in the middle of like space.
We
like,
do have Skype and Zoom. So there's that.
It's kind of not the same.
But
1-800-330-9999. What's the TV house you'd want to live in?
I'd love to live in the Brady Bunch. I'm just so family oriented and I have five brothers and sisters. So I'd love to live in the Brady Bunch with all that chaotic and the fun. Loving family.
Yeah, I mean, and the lawn always looked great because it was AstroTurf, and they had the dual oven thing back in the day, so you knew it was a nice house.
Also, like, everything from that era is coming back into style. The shag carpeting.
Sure.
Those weird lights that, like, make an arch. You know what I'm talking about?
I mean, HDTV certainly thought so.
Yeah.
Who would have thought that there would have been a bidding war over that house in 2020?
I know.
Right?
Yeah.
Remember that? Lance Bass wanted that house, man.
Yeah,
HDTV was like, no, we own it.
What house would you live in?
I'm going to go old school, but maybe parallel universe, modern school. I don't know. I'm going to go with High Garden in Game of Thrones.
Oh.
Lovely garden area.
Yeah.
The mountain showed up and then killed the ruler. I could have moved right in right after that. That would have been fine. Or the house in Home Alone would have been good.
Yeah, that's a good house.
The McAllisters, right? Okay. I mean, that was a pretty nice house.
That's a classic house.
That's a nice looking house right there.
Right.
Got to get a new alarm system.
Yep.
But
right
other
now,
than that.
That would cost $4.7 million.
At least, I'm guessing.
When did you leave something unlocked or open and you immediately knew you were in trouble, somebody was going to steal something from you?
Oh, it's the worst, right? Where you pat down on your pants and you realize that you forgot your phone or your purse is nowhere to be found. And then you're like, wait a minute. Did I even lock the car? Where's my keys?
Yeah, 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
So I was here in the building the other day, and I'm walking by, and, you know, I'm friendly with everybody. I pay attention. I walk around all over the place. So my buddy is the maintenance guy here in the building, and I'm walking by, and every day I kind of look for him because I see him at certain times when I go out to use the lab or whatever. He wasn't around, but I noticed that he left the supply closet open. Now, the supply closet is like a secret place that everybody knows that they look in there, but they just keep on walking, right? It's not a place for regular employees to go, Anna Zepp.
Right.
But during these times, there's nobody around, all right? So, you know, I took a little gander, if you will. And inside that room was a massive, massive stockpile of toilet paper, wipes, cleaning supplies, all the things that have been hard to get for a while. You can get them now, but they've been hard to get for a bit.
It's still hard to find the Clorox wipes and things.
I was immediately torn because this sick little devil on my shoulder was like, you should get like four rolls of that right now, whatever that is right now. Just put that aside in case you need it. You know, you got to protect your family. And then the other part of me was like, close that door, because immediately I was thinking to myself,
Juan's going to get fired. Somebody's going to steal from this closet.
Someone's going to take all these Clorox wipes.
Right. Somebody is not going to have the willpower that I have to resist the urge to run in there and then just run out with my arms full, toilet paper trailing behind me, screaming, giggling like a school kid.
Right.
Somebody else is not going to have that willpower. And I just thought to myself immediately, as soon as you leave that unlocked, especially during these times, he's screwed.
You know, one of those, the construction signs that they put up on the highway that always, like, sometimes have messages, but, you know.
Right.
So the message said, don't forget to lock your car doors and close your garage doors. And it brought me back when I read that, because I remember years ago, I was falling asleep in bed and I remembered, oh, I forgot to lock the car doors.
Right.
And I knew, like, there was no way, because there's so many car break-ins, like, right now. I you know, you have that feeling.
There was no way you were going to make it.
Yeah. I get up the next morning. I go down. Sure enough, they went in. And they stole all my CDs. This is going back a few years.
I know.
And I'll never forget
your Bon Jovi CD.
We
talked about it.
They left the Bon Jovi CD.
They left the Bon Jovi. That was the story, right?
They took Lil' Kim.
Right.
They took all my hip-hop stuff. They left Bon Jovi there. And I was so offended.
Right.
I was like, well, oh, I'm sorry. Bon Jovi isn't good enough for you?
You know, the violation is one thing. But the fact that they sat in your car long enough to you know, whittle through your CDs.
Everything.
Decide what they wanted, all this stuff. I mean, you know, when you've got automatic lights or something up front of the house, remember the first time somebody got an automatic light? You were like, whoa, security.
Right.
Now, they don't care if you've got a camera or anything. They just take their time. They're like, it's 4 a.m. They're not getting up. They're not coming to find me. I'll take this Lil' Kim. I'll take this Chub Rock. Bon Jovi, no thanks.
But it's funny because now, no matter what, I'm so paranoid about it ever since it happened to me that I'll always, always go in the car. I'll make sure
beep,
the car is locked. Yeah. Even if I know the car is locked, I'll give it one more beep from inside the house
just
to make sure.
Just to make sure, right.
But what did you leave unlocked or leave open? And they stole it from you. 1-800-330-9999. 1-800-330-9999. What did you leave unlocked and you immediately knew that you were going to be in trouble and that they were going to steal something from you? It's Anna and Raven.
I saw the maintenance guy, my buddy, here in the building, left the supply closet unlocked. And I immediately thought to myself, he's going to get fired, because my first impulse was steal the mountains of toilet paper and cleaner they had in there. There was so much.
Yeah, and I had my car, left my door unlocked, and I knew as I was laying in bed and I realized it, and sure enough, they stole all my CDs. Of course, this is a while ago. They left the Bon Jovi one, though. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did they steal from you?
My truck. They took my badge out of my truck.
Oh, that's hard to explain right there, too, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw recently that trooper had his car gotten into, and they got a whole lot more than just the badge, so I guess you're not the worst, right?
No, I had left a brand-new flashlight in there, $300. And my badge. Thanksgiving morning, I woke up, it was gone.
Oh, that's terrible.
Man. It takes a special type of moxie to rip off a cop, gotta say.
That's for sure.
Thanks for the call.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you leave unlocked and then immediately knew you were in trouble?
Well, that's my work truck unlocked one night, and not only did they steal all the bricks I had in the back, they also stole all my tools.
That's the worst, man. Couple drills, Sawzall.
All that stuff.
Yeah, and I mean, if you're lucky enough, you figure it out before you hit the job. But then, of course, you got to wait for the hardware store to open up before you can even go replace it. And those are big bucks. You get a few of those.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, who steals bricks?
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you leave unlocked that you knew was going to cause you some trouble?
Oh, God. I actually left my lock off at on my gym locker. I just completely had forgotten it, and it was totally giving me anxiety. And sure enough, when I got back, someone had stolen my bag. But this is what's so weird. They only stole my bag of clothes and not a purse that I left in there, like, which was so weird. I thought
they just needed like a change of clothes.
I mean, because I had like not a lot of cash, like $20. It's so weird. Yeah, they only took my clothes.
Probably a time travel. If you haven't seen this before, because they come through like a portal and they're naked. And then, of course, they just need to grab clothes wherever they are. Happened in Terminator a couple of times, Anna. Very riveting. I enjoyed it.
Well, I just am like, hey, if it helps somebody, have my clothes. But I'm definitely going to be looking for like my outfit at the gym.
Take my old busted drawers. Right. Anna and Raven, what's that thing you left unlocked?
I'm a teacher. I left my Facebook page open on my laptop in the classroom. And, you know, sure enough, I left the room for a while. And, you know, I didn't realize that I left it open. But
oh, boy.
My husband texted me about an hour later saying that somebody was posting inappropriate pictures to my account, like inappropriate pictures of animals.
Yeah, I had a coworker that every time, so I had a pair of coworkers. One would always leave his Facebook unlocked in the studio, and another one would just come in and just, with reckless abandon, write the craziest things on there. He would have this kid's family freaking out. It was nuts, but it was funny.
Yeah, but if you're a teacher, why would you leave your classroom with, I mean, are you even supposed to be on Facebook? I'm sorry, I don't mean to judge, but.
Okay, Miss Judgy Judgerson.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes you forget, and I definitely learned my lesson.
I bet you did.
Yeah. Early on, I used to make that mistake. I would run to the bathroom, and somebody would come in here, and they would change everything or post things that were crazy. One time, I left my laptop open, and one of my old co-hosts sent a letter of resignation to my boss.
Perfect.
That happened.
Nice.
Yep, right. You would find it funny, Raven. You would.
Have a problem? Anna's daughter Hayden can tell you what to do.
Don't get in trouble after 5 p.m. Otherwise, you'll probably get dessert taken away from you.
Love issues?
If he doesn't show up on a horse on your first date, he's probably not pregnant.
Life problems?
Just tell your boss the truth. You want to put a playground with a slide in your office building so you can have recess during the work day.
Life advice with Hayden Zeff.
Ever need life advice? You could always ask my 11-year-old daughter, Hayden. You can email her, Hayden@annaandraven.com. No qualifications to give advice, but sometimes it's pretty good.
I mean, when's the last time you fact-checked one of those degrees that you see hanging in a doctor's office? Nobody really actually does that.
Right. She watches a lot of TV. Hayden, this is a tough one today. Ready?
Yep.
Hayden, my family just moved to the area in January. My son is 8 years old. He had just started school when everything turned to homeschooling, so he has no friends in the area.
Aw.
There's two boys that are always playing on our street, and I tell him all the time to go talk to them, but he won't do it. What can I do to encourage him to try to go and start a conversation with these boys so that he can have some friends locally? That's a tough one. Imagine having to move to a new area, and that's already hard, but then you're stuck at home, and now like you're not even in school to make friends?
That would be kind of sad.
Right. Why doesn't he just go out and talk to the boys?
I mean, I don't really know why he wouldn't go talk to the boys. I bet they're really nice.
What can he do to start a conversation or get out there? And what would you tell his mom to tell her son?
So to the mom, what I think you could do is maybe you can get into contact with the boy's parents, go to the doorstep, bring some cookies, and be like, I baked these. Just wanted to get to know you guys. We're the new neighbors and all that.
That's good. I think sometimes kids feel uncomfortable introducing themselves to strangers, but I think parents do too. You know, when you're new to a neighborhood, it feels kind of funny just to go knock on a neighbor's door.
Yeah, but when we first moved into our house, remember the neighbors came and knocked on our door with cookies?
That was very nice. But mommy wouldn't be the first person to go knock on the neighbor's door because I'm a little bit shy like that too.
Yeah.
So what else can this boy do? What can the mom do to encourage him?
She just has to tell him to ride his bike down the street, and if they're outside, stop by and say hello and introduce himself. And if they're mean, then to go back home and not be their friend.
I think that's probably what he's afraid of, right? Is that he's going to go introduce himself and kind of put himself out there and then get rejected.
Well, guess what? If you get rejected, you don't even want to be their friend anyway. They're probably meanies. Maybe one day he'll be their boss and you'll be able to fire them because they're rude to you.
Okay, that took a strange turn. Anything else?
This is all temporary. We might be going back to school.
Wow.
There's a lot going on here.
Listen, it's really hard when you first move to a neighborhood, but, you know, you got to get up there. Everything comes with a little bit of risk. I mean, I remember when I first moved to my new neighborhood, not as an adult, but as a kid, I went outside and immediately almost got into a fight with like three people because they asked me my name, but I didn't like the way they asked me. So I gave them the one finger salute.
Why would you do that?
Then my stepfather went out with a bat and let the...
What's wrong? I don't understand.
I'm telling you.
What is wrong with this?
Ended up being very close friends with those guys.
Yeah.
After.
Good start. Good. Right there.
One thing was universal. We were all afraid of my stepdad.
So strange.
But we ended up friends. It was all fine. It worked out.
Yeah. I think it's hard for parents. I think it's hard for adults. I think it's hard for kids. I think it's hard to make that first initial contact to become friends with somebody. It's tough, no matter how old you are.
Make sure your children are kind when they meet new people.
Oh,
that is the best thing that you can do.
Yep.
If you need advice, email me, Hayden@annaandraven.com. That's H-A-Y-D-E-N at annaandraven.com. See you next week. Bye.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every weekday, a couple joins us. They let us know what they're arguing about, and then you decide who's right. Camilla and Luke. Camilla, let's start with you. What's going on?
I want to send my 7-year-old back to school in the fall, but, you know, it's the optional thing whether they're going to remote learn or be in school. But I am just not good with my kid being at home any longer. Like, I want them to go back to school, and I think it's the right thing to do. There are safety precautions put in place, and I think it should be okay to do that. Hmm. And we need to start going back to, like, a more normal routine, you know, a normal life for our kids so that they can be around other kids in a safe, you know,
Yeah, we get it, Camilla. You've had enough. We can clearly hear in your voice that you reached the end of your rope there.
I think it's really interesting that a lot of these schools, as they're trying to figure out the final protocols, are going to leave it optional to the parent if they don't want to send them back, because I think that puts a lot of pressure on the parents to make decisions like this. Luke, what do you think?
I think that the health risks are still way too high. Things are so uncertain. How can we even trust our 7-year-old kids to sit still, sit with their masks on? They've been running around the house, and I don't know how a teacher is going to be able to control that.
Well, it is a lot to ask, right? I mean, if you've got a young kid and you're asking them to be stationary, and I hear it's going to be one classroom, their desk, all day, they bring their own lunch. I mean, essentially, they're just going out for bathroom breaks. I mean, it's kind of like prison. So I get that.
Well, but if you're in a classroom and you're all spread out, and we don't know what's going to happen over the next few months, you know, into the next
year. Neither does the teacher, and neither does the 7-year-old.
All right, well, we can ask our audience in general what everyone thinks about this, and they may agree with you, Camilla. If the school gives the option for your child to go back, even if your child is only 7 years old, you're going to do it, and you're going to follow whatever restrictions and guidelines are set in place. But they may see Luke's side, too, that if you have the option to keep your son at home and he can continue with distance learning, I know it's frustrating, Camilla, trust me, I know, then you need to consider that just for safety measures. And it's a lot to ask a 7-year-old to wear a mask all day. Do you both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Great. Call or text. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Lily texted and says she's 15 years old and that she has a hard time keeping a mask on. Imagine having to be in school all day when you're only 7 wearing one.
Yeah, you know, it's tough. Point. I talk to people, though, and I talk to the kids. I talk to my niece, and she misses all her friends. So she wants to go back. While it would be very tough, you know, it's the same situation. They're very torn, my sister and her husband.
Yeah, Kelly from Lindenhurst, she texted, too. She says the kids need back to school with their friends. The infection rate is below 1% for children. It's almost at zero. Kids need you back in the classroom.
Camilla and Luke, that's where they find themselves, in the middle of that discussion.
And that's what they're arguing about. Luke says that if they're given the option, which I believe, regardless of what the states decide, that you're going to have an option whether you want to send them back or not, you can do remote, that no. Their child is going to stay home. 7 years old is too young to be going in. But Camilla says, I am not good at this homeschooling thing, and he misses his friends. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Dana and Raven.
Luke's side, I think, of not sending your kid back. I have older kids. I don't even have kids in grammar school, but I don't think it's a good idea. You know, there's too much at risk of spreading and all this. I mean, if a parent is not working and they can stay at home and they can homeschool, I think that's great. Maybe another option would be to perhaps, you know, hook up with another parent, switch on and off homeschooling kids in the same grade type thing.
You know what I've been seeing a lot on Facebook that you bring that up? I've seen a lot of people on Facebook trying to coordinate, like they're all going to hire like little bubbles and they're going to hire their own teachers to come tutor the kids and to do the work with them. I thought that was interesting.
I mean, it's great if you've got the resources, but if you're out of work.
It's true.
Right, I mean, if you're out of work, that's not happening.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you for the call.
And Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I am definitely on the father's side. Now I'm a grandparent and I don't think it's safe. I don't think we're ready for the reopening, so on and so forth. So I'm definitely with the dad.
Do you watch your grandkids? Just a question. Do you watch them at all? Have you been watching them during this time?
This whole time.
Yeah. And did you have to do any schooling with them before, when school was, you know, pulled out before?
Oldest granddaughter is live every day. Her schooling is online. She's doing really good, and I prefer her to be at home and getting her education online. I can't see it happening. The numbers are going up. not going down.
You know, I think that she's having success. And so many other parents, they're not having that success. And they're not seeing a good, you know, education from the virtual.
I mean, I say this tongue in cheek and I'm kidding, but I tell Hayden every day that I thought she was just getting dumber.
I'm going to blame the teacher for that one.
I probably could have been working a little bit harder. It's hard to be a parent and teach.
Hannah and Raven, whose side are you on?
Actually, I have a little bit of a, you know, I think I'm on his side more. First of all, the parents need to agree how much risk they're willing to take, not only for their child, but for themselves. But I work with adults who complain about wearing a mask for a half an hour at a time. So never mind a seven-year-old not knowing why they're really wearing a mask. So I think that dad has a better shot of not sending their child to school at this point in time, especially with the unknown.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Luke, our audience agreed with you. If you don't feel comfortable that your particular child, because nobody knows your children like you know your own children, and you know that he's going to have too much difficulty following these guidelines, keeping the mask on, being sedentary in the seats and not having recess and being outside, then maybe it's not such a bad idea to hold him back and teach him from home until everything kind of hopefully gets better.
I'm relieved to hear that. It's just there's too much uncertainty, and we can't trust these seven-year-olds to behave like adults. I mean, we can't trust adults to behave like adults right now. So I think this is the better move, and it just makes me feel comfortable having the littlest bit of control over my own son.
And Camilla, you're going to be okay. I know that homeschooling is it's tough, and now to think that you have to start it over is really difficult. So you're okay with this too?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's like both, you know, I would really love him to go back to school, but if you feel safer having him at home, then I have to understand that too.
All right, great. You have a problem too, send an email, couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Rose.
Hi, Rose. You are up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Hi, Raven. Can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Rose.
All right, Rose. We have $800 on the line for you right now. You just have to get more questions right than Raven. If he beats you, well, then we're just going to throw another $100 in the pot. But if you beat him, all that money's yours. If it's a tie, it goes to him. You ready to play?
Yeah.
Number one, a lot of buzz about the Ford relaunch of the newly designed Bronco. What color was O.J. Simpson's Ford Bronco?
White.
Number two, Shaquille O'Neal pulled over and helped a woman on the side of the road that had a blown tire. Shaq played on six NBA teams, but what team was he on when he announced his retirement?
Celtics.
Number three, the Osbournes are hosting a new series on the Travel Channel about the paranormal. How many children do Sharon and Ozzy Osbourne have?
Three.
Number four, Twitter experienced one of the worst hacking episodes ever yesterday. Former President Obama, Bill Gates, Kim Kardashian, Elon Musk, and others were all hacked. When Twitter first launched, how many characters were you allowed to use in your tweets?
16.
Number five, Mike Tyson says he will square off against a shark during Shark Week in a special called Tyson vs. Jaws Rumble on the Reef. What network airs Shark Week?
Okay.
Final answer, Rose, okay. I need.
ESPN.
All right. Okay, Rose, let me bring Raven in. Some of these are tricky. You got a shot.
How'd you do?
3 out of 5.
3 to 5's all right. Let's see how I do.
Yeah. Number one, a lot of buzz about the Ford relaunch with a newly designed Bronco.
Mm.
What color was O.J. Simpson's Ford Bronco?
White, of course.
Yeah.
Are you going to buy me the nice, like, matte blue one?
They're so cool.
You should buy me a blue one.
I usually don't get into, like, the hype of this stuff.
Yeah.
But they're so cool looking.
Yeah, you should definitely buy me a blue one if we become big time.
Okay. Number two, Shaquille O'Neal pulled over and helped a woman on the side of the road that had a blown tire.
Mm-hmm.
Shaq played on six NBA teams, but what team was he on when he announced his retirement?
Celtics. Never felt right. See that guy in green.
It's true.
Never felt good.
I didn't think you'd know that. Yep.
Never felt good.
Okay, number three, the Osbournes are hosting a new series on the Travel Channel about the paranormal. How many children do Sharon and Ozzy Osbourne have?
There's Jack. There's what's her name, Kelly, and then there's Amy. I think that's it, right? Is there three?
Three is right. I didn't think you would know that either. I think people forget about Amy because Amy wasn't on the show.
I was a rock radio guy for 2 decades.
Yeah,
of course
but Amy's
I know
like
that.
On the DL. She's not into everything. All right, you guys are tied at three.
Because the rest of them are sellouts, according to Amy.
They're also worth about five times more than she is. Number four.
That's all right. I live in the pool house.
Twitter experienced one of the worst hacking episodes ever yesterday. Former President Obama, Bill Gates, Kim Kardashian, Elon Musk, all of them were hacked.
Wow.
When Twitter first launched, how many characters were you allowed to use in your tweets?
I wasn't at 140.
Yes, I didn't think you'd know that either. You always screw that up.
Who hacked them? China?
Russia?
Or the White House?
Well, one of them. Number five, Mike Tyson says he will square off against a shark during the Shark Week special.
Look out, shark.
It's going to be called Tyson vs. Jaws Rumble on the Reef. What network airs Shark Week?
Discovery. I love Shark Week, man. Come on.
I'm sorry, Rose. He beat you 5-3 this morning.
Blew the doors off you like a new Ford Bronco. They're removable, you know.
Thank you. This is Rose, and I can't beat Raven.
Well, thank you for playing. We are going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt. Hold on the line.
Better luck next time.
We're going to throw another $100 in that pot. Tomorrow morning, your chance to win $900. Make sure you're listening at noon and 5:30 today for the cheat sheet. It'll be the first two answers to tomorrow's five pop culture questions.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Amber's drawings might be.
You have to promise not to freak out.
You're not an evil person just because you drew pictures.
Amber drew that?
What in the...
Sketch. In theaters August 6th. Get your tickets now at angel.com/sketch.